空九柱下降。Christmas greetings from Becky Bartalt, your LCMS missionary serving the Lord in Taiwan. May God bless you as you remember with joy your Savior's birth.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. It is time for another Christmas hymn story. And when you want to learn about sacred music, where do you go? You go to the Sacred Music Educators. Joining us today, Deaconess Sandra Rhine, Sacred Music Educator to Asia for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Deaconess Rhine, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for inviting me, Andy.
Today, we are going to take a look at a hymn. And most of what we're looking at are Christmas hymns, but today we're going to start off with an Advent hymn. We're going to jump back just a few days into Advent and take a look at an Advent hymn. In Lutheran Service Book, this is 357, O Come, Emmanuel. Now, before we even get into the history, why did you choose this hymn? Why was this one of your choices?
I chose this because I've been contemplating this hymn in particular. I've been using it for the Christmas pageant for my home congregation of Emmaus in South Bend. We're doing the O Antiphons on which this hymn is based. And I also used it in devotions with Filipino ladies just a couple of weeks ago when I was teaching deaconess ladies there.
Tell us about the history of this hymn. This is an old hymn, right?
This is a very old hymn, and especially the antiphons on which it is based.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, in Vespers in LSB, we use, the canticle we use is the Magnificat. That's the Song of Mary from Luke, right? We all know that. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, etc. So this canticle is preceded by an antiphon. That is to say, it's a single verse that connects the Magnificat with the holy day that's being observed. And during the 7 days leading up to Christmas, the historic antiphons all began with the word O, which is why they became known as the O antiphons, and then they're followed by a title for Christ. And they've been used in the church since the 8th century, like you said, very old, and the hymn stanzas since the 12th century. So these antiphons have a specific formula. They all start with the word O, then they're followed by a form of address to the Son of God in the Old Testament, an address that confesses something about Christ, such as wisdom or root of Jesse or key of David. And then that title is followed by both a description of the Son related to the title and then a petition that includes the word come because we are anticipating Jesus coming. So for example, O wisdom, and then the description proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, mightily ordering all things, and then the petition, come and teach us the way of prudence. So then the final O antiphon, which would be for the 23rd, is O Emmanuel. And of course, that name means God with us. And it's a summary and a theme for this hymn. And that word Emmanuel is drawn from the messianic interpretation of Isaiah that's found in Matthew, which says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Even as the faithful of Israel looked forward to the day when God would be with them in the Messiah, so the church confesses that Jesus is Emmanuel, who has promised to be with us to the end of the ages. So I've already given two titles that Jesus is called by, Wisdom and Emmanuel. Now I want to list all seven of them, and I want to say them in both English and Latin, and I have a reason for using the Latin. Emmanuel, God with us, Rex Gentium, King of the Nations, Oriens, Dayspring, Clavis David, Key of David, Radix Jesse, Root of Jesse, Adonai, Lord, and Sapientia, wisdom. And the reason for the Latin is one more fascinating historical fact about these O antiphons. The initial letters of those names of Jesus, if you don't use the O, form an acrostic, E-R-O-C-R-A-S, which means tomorrow I will be present. So Jesus is coming, and each verse leads us up to that.
That is a beautiful history, and we are almost out of time. A little bit about the tune that we sing this text with today.
The tune also has the flavor of the ancient chant, and yet is a more modern tune. It has a refrain at the end. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. The tune is 15th century, so not quite as old as the text, but most beautiful.
O come, Emmanuel, 357 in Lutheran Service Book. Deaconess Sandra Ryan, sacred music educator to Asia for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thank you so much for this great hymn story for us during the 12 Days of Christmas.
You're welcome.
I'm Eddie Bates. You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO.
Aloha and Merry Christmas from Chapman Pond, Chandapon and family. Serving the Lord in the United States Navy with the Coast Guard in Hawaii and the Pacific region. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.